It's Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. The art world is borrowing an idea that has helped a lot of small farmers. Maybe you've heard of CSAs, Community Supported Agriculture. You buy in and you get whatever local farmers are growing. The mystery is part of the fun. Well, the idea behind something called CS Art Colorado is that people buy shares and receive original pieces by local artists. We're going to find out more from manager Rachel Brand, also hear one of the artists, Teresa Booth Brown, and customer Barbara Neal. Ladies, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rachel, if I buy a share of CS Art, what do I get for it?
You get 9 works of original artwork from 9 local artists throughout the 2013 season.
Okay, and how much is a share?
A share is $400, which is actually quite reasonable for 9 works of art.
Any one of those might cost $400.
It's true, and you get 9 of them, and it's a really nice, diverse selection of artists as well, some emerging, some more established, and it's all on a range of media. So it's really a wonderful collection.
Well, as I mentioned, we have one of the artists here with us, and Teresa Booth Brown of Boulder. You've brought tiny paintings that you've done on small tiles. Was this art that you made for the CS Art, for this art share program?
Yes, the project called for artists making a proposal. So my idea that I came up with was to make tiny paintings. They're 3 by 3 inches on a small wood tile. It's collage and oil paint. It's a lot smaller than I normally work, but I was trying to think of a project that would be very accessible, something that would be more like, I would say, an appetizer for a larger work of art. So maybe getting people interested in some new flavors, so they might later think, well, maybe I can handle a larger painting.
Maybe I could do an entree later.
Exactly.
We have at our website, cpr.org, a photo of you holding one of these tiny paintings that you did. And is the idea here, Rachel, to whet people's appetite for art? Is the idea behind this to sustain artists with a new model? What do you think the goal is?
We're trying to really support and sustain the local arts community in Colorado and foster these relationships between art lovers and the artists for the long term.
Does most of the money get passed on to the artists?
The money is going mostly to the artists and then sustaining the program, advertising, the distribution events. We're nonprofits, Denver Botanic Garden, Boulder Museum of Contemporary Art, and in the end, we're planning to sort of break even. It's all just about supporting the artists and the program and making it a yearly thing.
And Teresa, are you supported in this? I mean, is this a nice new revenue stream?
Oh, absolutely. It's not a giant amount of money coming in, but it is enough money to support a new project and to get some exposure in the community.
So how many pieces of art did you have to make for a season?
So I made 59 pieces. In my group, it's called Enthusiast One, the group that I'm going to be providing shares for, I will provide pieces of art to 50 shareholders and also the 9 artists who are involved in that group. So I myself as an artist also will receive a share.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. And so the artists are swapping in that way as well.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Barbara Neal of Denver, it was one of the first, share purchasers, if I can, shareholders in this. And Barbara, what was the first piece of art you got?
It hasn't been distributed yet. May 16th will be the day that we'll all gather at the Botanic Gardens and receive our first shares. And I'm part of a group of 4 women who purchased a single share, and we're going to share our shares as well. And we were extremely excited.
Did you get to, when you bought your share, say, I tend to like painting, or I tend to like things that are brighter or darker or something like that?
We're brave. We didn't even know who the artists were. Each one of us does collect artwork with various media and various artists. And we felt that this was a tremendous opportunity to look for new work by people whose work we may not have collected before.
So it's a mystery.
It's a mystery and a wonderful treat. It's a mystery gift. And the second part of it is that there's a little security in that the artists were juried. So it wasn't a random selection. So there's a notion of
quality
for the work.
And Teresa Booth Brown, you were talking about that. You basically had to come up with a proposal for what you would do, and it had to meet muster.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Make something that'd be attractive to people. And also, I think, talking to Barbara's excitement about the project, I was thinking it's a little bit like getting a bunch of kale or something in your market basket where you have to just, you know, enjoy what's there, right? You don't know what's coming. So it is a surprise.
It's turnips this month. Right.
Exactly.
So Rachel Brand, you had to choose the artists. Mm-hmm. Did a lot of them apply?
We had just over 150 okay. artists apply.
And how many could you choose?
We had 18 artists chosen in the end and split up into two share groups, Enthusiast 1 and Enthusiast 2, with 9 artists in each group.
I see. So 9 artists each feeding the group of shareholders.
Indeed. Yes.
And what kinds of artists? So obviously, with Teresa, you've got a painter.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
We have different types of printmakers, woodblock printmakers, sculptors, furniture designers, poets, writers, installation artists.
Poets?
Poets, yeah. We have 2 writers, 1 in each group.
Okay, so they would present you with a written poem or a typed poem, mm-hmm. or what?
They're both going about it in different ways. I don't want to reveal too much of what they're going to do, but they're both doing poems for this.
So you're in line, it seems, Barbara Neal, to get a poem.
Mm-hmm. I would love that.
Okay.
I really would.
Rachel, I understand this idea actually grew out of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah, Springboard for the Arts in Minnesota. They're the ones that sort of pioneered the idea of this program and have sort of been helping different communities create their own CS art programs throughout the U.S.
To wrap up, take me to this day where you collect art. I forget what you've been calling it. The
distribution event.
The distribution event. not a terribly artsy term, I suppose, but it sounds more like a dump truck coming with a load of art, but paint a picture of what that will look like. Is it open to the public? Can we sort of see this happen or what?
It's only for the shareholders and the artists, so you have to purchase a share in order to get into the event. But we envision them to be really fun, festive occasions, sort of like big parties with crates full of art is sort of what we're envisioning.
Well, there are, okay, crates involved. Ladies, it's been fun to talk about this concept. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
And good luck in May.
Thanks very much.
We're looking forward to it.
We talked about CS Art Colorado with manager Rachel Brand, artist Teresa Booth Brown, and shareholder Barbara Neal. The Denver Botanic Gardens and the Boulder Museum of Contemporary Art run the program. Learn more at cpr.org.